Hello! Welcome to another episode of Alphabet Drippings. I'm Matt.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Ben.
Let's get comfortable. Take off your pants and jacket. Jeez. Relax, Ben.
Sorry.
Wear what you like. Our first story is Small Town Big News by the Star Chronicle.
Jim! Jim, I got it!
Not now, Frankie. I got Mrs. Jorgensen on the phone telling me all about the marigold supply down at the greenhouse.
But Jim, I got that source we needed to print that Rotary Club piece.
You mean the one about moving the luncheon from 11:30 to 11:15?
Yeah, Jim. We're gonna bust this one wide open.
Mary, I'm sorry, but you'll be on page four tomorrow. Frankie, we gotta be careful with this one. You sure you got your facts straight?
Jim, I corroborated every claim Mr. Clark made. They even have it on the sign outside the country club.
Frankie, I don't like it. We get this thing wrong, it could sink us. We get it right, it could be the biggest story this town's seen in months, years!
Look, I know how sensitive this is. This is gonna cause a lot of ripples, but the people need to know.
You think I don't know that, Frankie?
Now, Jim, I need you to trust me.
Hey, Jim, I just need one last look at this 600-worder on the Smoky Cove killer.
That was you.
Hey, Frankie.
Hi, Peter.
So are you still on the Rotary Club?
Peter, have you called up the guy who lives in the old shipping container?
I mean, I don't think he has a phone.
Yeah, you're probably right. I just feel like he's connected.
Oh, he totally did it, if you ask me.
Jim, I think we need to get back to my story.
Yeah. Look, Peter, this thing needs to come down like 200 words, and I'm gonna put it at the bottom of page six.
But it's literally a murder.
We're about to break some big news, Peter.
Frankie's right, Peter. This is the one that's gonna get everybody talking.
But this guy's gonna kill again.
Hearsay.
He's been killing a guy every Thursday for the past 3 months.
Maybe he'll stop. Look, Peter, cut 2/3 out of it and send it to Marjorie for the layout. I don't have time for this.
Fine.
Jim, this guy's legit.
Frankie, I just can't believe it. The Rotary Club luncheon's been held at 11:30 every other Wednesday for 22 years. Why would they change it now? Then why make it earlier? Why 11:15? Why not 11 o'clock?
Let me break this, Jim.
I'm putting my job on the line for you here, Frankie.
I promise you won't regret it.
1,400 words, front page.
I'm on it.
And have it to me by four.
Boss, I just got off the phone with Mrs. Hansley.
About the middle school play?
Yeah, I guess they're doing Harvey.
Now there's a story, Peter. Front page, Sunday, 800 words. This is the one, Peter.
Yeah, all right. See you, Jim.
Hello? What's that? How many chickens? Oh, eggs! Sounds serious. Well, let's not sit on this one. We gotta make sure we get this in the paper by Friday morning. And by the way...
Hey, Ben, what you got there?
Nothing.
Aw, come on. I just know you got something there. What is it?
Okay, but just promise you'll be careful. I got it out of one of those magazines where the pages flip upside down halfway through.
Oh, a toppy tupper. I love those. I promise. Let me see. Oh, it's a miniature fast food place.
Yep, complete with real cigarette smoke and sassy employee catchphrases.
I thought they were sold out.
I had to mortgage my vacation home in Bismarck to get it.
What a deal. Hey, is it story time again?
Why, yes it is. First, we'll have a message from one of our sponsors, but then we'll have Ken Farber, Neighborhood Barber by Lenwell Stims.
Disinterested Diamonds.
Hi, it's me, Merton Schiester, owner of Disinterested Diamonds.
Merton Schiester, owner of Disinterested Diamonds.
And I'm your diamond friend, Jed Bland.
Jed Bland, owner of Bland Company.
You might be wondering why this human equivalent of sawdust is on one of my commercials.
It's because we decided we could set aside our rivalry and make more new friends by working together.
By make more new friends, we mean make more money.
So, for a limited time, you'll be able to buy Bland Company exclusive jewelry at Disinterested Diamond stores and vice versa.
It's only for a limited time because this guy has the personality of dryer lint. And after 5 minutes of talking to him, I want to hang myself, and not in the fun way.
So come on in and make some new diamond friends at Disinterested Diamonds and Bland Company.
Disinterested Diamonds and Bland Company. a marriage of financial convenience, just like it is for most of our customers.
This better pay off. I want to buy a new Gulfstream.
Disinterested diamonds.
Welcome to Ken Farber's Neighborhood Barber. I'm Ken Farber. Have a seat. We'll be with you in a minute.
I used a seat once. That sounds lovely.
Did you check in online?
No. You see, I'm afraid I never know if I'm coming in here until I've already done it.
Sure. Should be about 10 minutes or so. Make yourself at home.
Yes, certainly. A second home. Doesn't that sound nice? Yes, that could be very nice for me. Why, I could put my jars of nice pretties over there by the window. Nice sunny shine over there. And Mrs. Stuffy Bear could use that glass box for her tea cakes. Yes. That's what I like. Mr. Barber?
It's Farber.
But it says Barber on that shiny sign outsides.
Yeah, I'm the barber, but the name is Farber, Ken Farber.
Well, if you're the town Farber, that means I know who to call when my sweaters need a new coat of shimmer shine.
I don't shine sweaters, buddy. This is a barber shop.
My, how the times have changed. Used to be you could take your sweaters to the local Farber, and he'd have them smelling like Mother's soap cabinet in no time. That's what I like.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to get back to cutting this customer's hair. I'll be with you in about 5 minutes.
Yes, all right.
So anyway, Murray, I was watching the game last night. I couldn't believe they put Choopsie in to finish the eighth inning. You believe that? Guy's arm's like rubber.
Yeah, I think he's been using the whole bullpen wrong this year.
I mean, the guy was brought in for one reason, to get the big, burly left-handers out. And he's good at it.
You're not wrong there.
And here last night, they bring him in the eighth to face Warbler? I mean, the guy's hitting 350.
Warbler can mash. No two ways around that.
Like I always say, don't use a lefty reliever unless he's your only option. Hey, what in the world are you doing over there, Chief?
I saw some nice curlies on the floor that I'd like to have, and, well, this tall shiny was in the way. And I just thought that, well, if I could just get to them, the curlies, you know, they look so nice and greasy.
Hair? Were you looking for hair on the floor?
You know how sometimes you get the curlies and they're too dry? Like at the Halloween store. I get home, I open the bag, and the curlies are all dry and scratchy. Well, every now and again you find some sweet, tiny, greasy curlies that you can have. That's what I like.
Look, buddy, you can have as much hair as you want, but you gotta wait until I bag it up and throw it out behind the store. I can't have you crawling around on the floor picking up hair while there's customers in here.
But I...
You what now?
Well, I just thought...
Can you just...
I just thought that I could take all the greasy curlies home and stuff them in Mother's summertime pillowcase. What? You know, the one with the beach house on it. Then I could whisk myself away to Sleepyville every night on the wings of the greasy curlies. That's what I like.
That's really weird, man. Sorry, Murray, where was I?
You were talking about Choopsie in the eighth?
Well, you know, this is a small market town. You can't just buy a championship around here, you know it, Murray? You gotta do it the right way. You get your guys in there, you teach them the right way, and by God, you go out there and you win a bunch of ball games. I mean, it's about wanting it more, you know what I mean? It's just baseball, Murray. The other day I was at the game and...
Hey! What in the name of Honus Wagner is going on back there?
Well, I couldn't help but notice that you have some nice curlies of your own. Not as small and soft as the other ones that I found, but yours are so nice and lubricious, like a nice salve. Do you use a nice salve on your curlies? Because I'm not sure what you did to make them so nice. Most of the curlies in here have become crispy in the by and by, but not yours. Yes. That's what I like. Could I use your greasies to make an evening shawl? Maybe I could just hide them under my clothes for safekeeping. You know the sunlight ruins them.
Get your hands out of my hair, you nutbar! I'm out of here!
Great! Well, do you want a haircut or not?
Oh, you know, I like to keep mine long.
Don't say it! I don't know why I keep this place open.
That's what I like.
Get out of here!
I love stewed meat.
Yes.
Sometimes I like to sit in the stewing broths until the meats are done.
Luxury!
Sometimes It's hard to tell where I end and the succulent game fowl begins.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
The sweet, moist bird flesh.
Hey, isn't it story time again?
What? Oh, yeah, story time. Our next story is actually another podcast submitted to our podcast by Dan Metazoa.
Hi there. Welcome to SponsorCast. I'm your host, Jimmy Lanes, and we're here live on internet radio at Sue Suds. If you need to clean your duds, come to Sue Suds, down at 1st and Main. If you hit the gas station, you've gone too far. How y'all doing today? I'm here with Cheryl Ann Blart, who does sexy boudoir photos.
Hi.
Marriage going stale? Cheryl will dress you up all fancy. You'll be half naked. You'll be in black and white. Sexy. Lingerie. Boudoir. How y'all doing now, Cheryl?
I'm good, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Oh, I think I'm doing much better now that I've seen your fingernails. Real good.
Oh, why, thank you. I like to look presentable.
It shows. Now, Cheryl, what kind of fascinating thing do y'all do?
Well, I...
Brought to you by Terrence Wilder's Taxidermy. Stuff it! Stuff it wild! Over there behind the coat shack on 4th and Walnut.
Oh, do you want me to talk now?
That's why we're here.
Oh, okay. Well, what we usually do is make you and that special person in your life as comfortable as possible.
I'm sorry, Cheryl, but speaking of special, that's a very special shade of nail polish you're wearing there. What kind of name does that nail polish have?
Oh, well, it's called Raspberry Passion.
If you've got a passion for raspberries, you should go on down to Beth Reen's Raspberry Fun and Play Patch out on County Line Road 453. Bring the kids. Have them squat in the field for hours to pick raspberries. So, Cheryl, how'd y'all get started taking them boudoir photos?
Oh, well, about 10 years ago, my husband and I...
Husband? Uh-oh. Am I gonna get in trouble talking to a married woman? Does your husband listen to my show?
Oh, never.
Oh, good. Then he won't hear me saying that those are the most appetizing fingernails I've ever seen. I'm Jimmy Lanes, here live on the internet radio at Sue Suds. If you need to clean your duds, come to Sue Suds down at 1st of May. If you've hit the gas station, you've gone too far. I'm here with Cheryl Ann Blart. Now, Cheryl, you ever stick your whole fist in a grown man's mouth?
What?
And gently unfurl your hand and withdraw your finger so that their fingernail polish drags on the back of his teeth so he can taste your essence for the rest of the day?
What?
That's all the time we have today on SponsorCast. I'm Jimmy Lanes, here live on internet radio at Sue Suds. If you need to clean your duds, come to Sue Suds down at 1st and Main. If you hit the gas station, you've gone too far. Now remember, if you have money to spend and something to promote, we'll put it on the show.
What just happened?
Don't worry about that. Bring them fingernails over here. Now, what I like best is if you scrape my teeth.
No, I'm a person. I say no.
The episode is over. I'm okay with that.
Now I know you're being inauthentic, like Mark Wahlberg's acting in that movie The Happening.
You got me. I love doing this stuff. Thanks to all of you out there for listening. Our goal is to deliver you a monthly dose of weird. If you'd like to contribute with a weird tale of your own, please feel free to email us at email@alphabetdrippings.com. Now, we must warn you that we can't promise we'll record your tale right away or at all, but don't let that stop you from creating weird and fun stuff. Until next time, you've been listening to Alphabet Drippings.
What? No!